Now, did you look at diet?
We've looked at diet, and I'm not at liberty to present those results because they're not yet reported, but I think we'll find some interesting things in diet that maybe are consistent with prevention literature, and it's obviously a lot of questions that need to be sorted out. One thing we have reported on so far has been aspirin. Aspirin, I think, very convincingly is a reasonable chemo preventive agent for both colorectal adenomas and cancers. And we wanted to ask the question, that is, in patients who have a curatively resected colon cancer, stage 3, does aspirin matter? And what we find is that regular aspirin use does confer a superior outcome. That is, individuals who consistently reported aspirin use on both questionnaires had about a 45% improvement in disease-free survival.
And of course, maybe you can talk a little bit about what's seen in other tumors or what's been seen previously in colorectal cancer in terms of these questions, diet, exercise, and aspirin, in terms of relapse rate.
You know, there really hasn't been a lot of data in this regard looking at relapses from colon cancer. I think the breast cancer investigators have done a much better job with this. A lot of observational studies show that obesity confers a worse outcome from breast cancer, physical activity is protective, and that high-fat diets confer a worse outcome from breast cancer. And as reported, I think, a year ago at ASCO, the WIN study, which is, in fact, a randomized trial looking at a standard diet compared to a low-fat diet, found that the low-fat diet conferred a better outcome associated with adjuvant therapy for breast cancer with a comparable benefit that's seen with adjuvant therapy. So I think that we ought to think about the fact that beyond prescribing chemotherapy and other adjuvant regimens, to at least alert our patients to the benefits of a healthy lifestyle.